It's Helping Hand, weekly feature on HPR1 stations. Friday afternoons, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we've got a returning guest involved with an effort that is going on through March 17th, Helping Hands Hawaii, nonprofit going way back to incorporating in 1974. Mission to connect individuals, families, organizations with essential human and material resources. And that certainly would apply to this. They've teamed up with Pearl Harbor Federal Credit Union for a baby supply drive, again until March 17th, for low-income and homeless families with infants and children in the Aloha State, which of course has the single worst homeless crisis anywhere in the United States. We learn more with our guest, Jan Harada, President and Chief Executive Officer of Helping Hands Hawaii. Hey, Jan, welcome back. Great to have you here.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. And before we hear about this invaluable baby supply drive, explain, I'm sure a lot of people do know who you guys are, but explain to folks in general, for those who don't, who Helping Hands Hawaii are and your mission.
Okay, so Helping Hands Hawaii, primarily we serve what we like to call sort of some of the most vulnerable in Hawaii. So those are folks who are struggling with poverty, homelessness. We serve adults with mental illness and addiction, families with children, senior citizens. We look at basic necessities, financial assistance, financial literacy, access to stabilizing benefit packages. We also serve immigrants who have English as a second language by providing interpreters in 20 languages. So we do kind of a wide range of things.
You do, and you touch on a lot of different needs in the community, and this is just one of many different things. And at their website, helpinghandshawaii.org, you can learn about the many other things that they're involved in. And I just wanted to quickly shine a light on that because this is just one kernel in a lot of things that they're up to. But because this one is time sensitive and obviously for an extraordinarily, I mean, I think you're vulnerable when you're a kid to begin with. You're vulnerable.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what situation you're in because there's certain obvious physiological and psychological realities that come along with being a child. Then it is enhanced dramatically in a low-income situation with all kinds of other factors that begin to prey and take a toll on people. And then from there, if you don't even have any kind of dwelling, you're living on the streets, and unfortunately more and more people across the country are, because it's fascinating how, in a terrible way, how what we see, which is an incredibly visual homeless crisis, you know, it's like block by block, literally, in most places, in at least Honolulu, now it's almost like a game of catch up on the mainland, because it is a, and our thing, we have such small numbers, that's because we have so fewer people here, but yet it's still the biggest. And then you look on the mainland, and even though they have much bigger population, you look at what's going on there, and it's frightening. It's almost like what used to be on the Waianae Coast, they've got all over the west coast of the U.S. now.
Right.
And it's like this thing that used to, you know, as you used to think, oh, but now it's almost like, wow, everybody's got this, you know, or a lot of communities do. And then, you know, dialing again on these people who are in this vulnerable position to not even have a choice in the matter and to be basically looked after by somebody else. So it's a sort of helping those people who are looking after the kids. And then through March 17th, you've got locations. Again, it's not just Pearl Harbor Federal Credit Union. You can also take advantage of Helping Hands Hawaii location. But donations being accepted at Waipio, Pearl Harbor, airport location, Kapi'olani, EVA locations of Pearl Harbor Federal Credit Union, and then also at Helping Hands Hawaii. How does the stuff then get to those in need from these places?
So what we do is we have people, children and families that come to our clearinghouse on a regular basis through our broad partner network. So we have a lot of partner agencies that have applied to be partners of ours. And then they also reach out to, you know, families with children who are struggling, and they would submit an application for the family to say, hey, they, you know, they would like to have access to some of these items. They're really struggling. And so we would vet that for income eligibility to verify need. And then we would distribute the items to those who need it.
So some of those partner agencies are basically homeless service providers?
Yeah, or just social service agencies, or could be also state agencies or county agencies that are helping families as well.
So anyone who's listening who wants to both participate, but if they're a nonprofit and they want to be involved in it in some way, they can reach out to you to figure
right.
out.
They can email us the best way, hhh@helpinghandshawaii.org, to get more information, and then we'll link them with the right right people.
Okay, to see if they would qualify,
yes,
I guess,
absolutely,
for the distribution. And then before we talk about some of the items, and they're obvious items, really, it's not like brain surgery here in terms of what children might need, but there is a particular list, and we'll touch on it in a second. But Helping Hands Hawaii's Community Clearinghouse is also, so for people who are in need, explain a little, you can give a plug, what happens there, and how could just the general person who is in need, who, because there are a lot of homeless people actually with little radios, and there are people in need listening actually, because this
right.
is, and I actually hear it sometimes walking to work. So speaking directly to them, if they need any of these supplies, what do they do?
Well, the first thing would probably be, if they are homeless, they're not going to have easy access. It's so funny when you hear people say, hey, if you're homeless and you want to find out more information, go to a website. You're
right.
Like, really don't have access to, you know,
exactly.
computers. So,
but yeah, we can talk to them.
Yeah,
through
exactly. So what we tell them is, instead, you know, if you're homeless and you're looking to access items that we might have available, we do have a one-time walk-in access available where you can come to our location. At 2100 North Nimitz, the corner of Nimitz and Pu'uhale, and submit a walk-in application and get basic items at that time. What you're usually allowed in the walk-in instance are clothes, food, slippers, you know, kinds of basic things that people need. Then what we say is, if you want to be able to return once a month, here is the list of agencies that we partner with that might be in the area where you kind of locate yourself. Reach out to one of them. It's a way to try to link them with services as well with one of our partners.
Because you're more of a clearinghouse to get it into other agencies.
Just to get it into the hands of people.
Okay.
So we're directly working with the people, which is that the referrals sometimes will come through our partner network.
Okay.
It just gives broader reach. With limited resources, it allows us to still have big reach by not having to have a huge staff.
And the most in need items and there are two different layers of stuff. There's stuff that can be donated used, but there's stuff that must be donated new, correct? I mean, at least from what
yes.
I read on the thing.
Yes.
And you'll tell me if I have this right, but the must be new car seats?
Yeah. So must be new are items that require, in particular, require safety certification because we don't have the funds to recertify. And so we can't give it out used mm-hmm. when it bought new and required safety. So those are things like car seats, booster seats, some of the strollers, not all of the strollers, sometimes baby carriers, you know, there's certain things. And then also toiletries, some have to be new. We can't give out a half-used bottle of shampoo you know, baby lotion or something. Those have to be new as well for health and safety reasons.
So new unopened containers of diapers, wet wipes, baby formula, baby food, baby body wash, obviously, again, I'm not a parent, but this stuff seems obvious to me. Baby shampoo, scent, dye-free laundry detergent, other items for hygiene. We'll have this list in their online post for this segment. And then there are gently used items
right.
that are cool, and they could be things, and you'll name them? What are
yeah,
they?
So gently used items are things like baby clothes, blankets, those are high-need items, towels, you know, all the standard material cloth items, bibs, burp cloths, even pacifiers and bottles and bottle warmers and sterilizers, and then, of course, toys. So
those can all be gently used. If you've got any of those and you're thinking about throwing them away or something or cleaning out, do consider that this could be a useful thing. What about cash during this drive? Is anything like that is that part of it? Can people bring in cash to these locations, or is this just for items?
It's just for items.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's important to know, because sometimes it's both at a lot of these drives, actually. It's both. And so nothing else is being accepted. It's basically so again, that's why this segment is basically targeting this one thing, and you have until March 17th. You can go over to the Helping Hands Hawaii's Community Clearinghouse and make a donation. You can make your donation at any of the Pearl Harbor Federal Credit Union locations in Waipio, Pearl Harbor, Airport, Kapi'olani, Eva locations. So that's basically what they're looking for, is just this baby stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
And any other ways to get involved in this or help out? I'm thinking like maybe spread the word to tell other people.
Yeah, but I would say spread the word.
Because even though it's a somewhat simple mission, but I want to make sure we've covered all of it. Is that the only other?
I think one of the main ways is to help spread the word. We're going to probably post it on our social media, you know, so if you've got social media access, help spread the word that way. Tell your friends and colleagues, you know, tell your family that might have items. Maybe like they had young children before, and now the children have grown up and they don't have a use for those items anymore that are used. Also, the folks who might have resources to be able to buy things, you know, just help spread the word.
That's exactly what I was saying. So then there's a whole bunch of people who maybe don't have kids stuff at all.
Yeah.
Maybe they just think, you know what, I'll send you some money and you can buy things that you think that are falling through the cracks to help these homeless and low-income children. Mm-hmm. We're basically in this position because no fault of their own.
Right. They could send in, like, if they wanted to do a monetary donation for this particular purpose, what they would do is they would either send a check to us at Helping Hands Hawaii, or they can go to our website and click on the PayPal button, and then in the note designate and say this is for the baby supply drive.
That's a wonderful thing to do, and it's a great thing to do, you know, in honor of anybody in your life that you want to pay tribute to by helping out an extraordinarily vulnerable population, children, and in this case, little children, basically. So that's what all these items are really for, babies. So here's the information. It's helpinghandshawaii.org. That is their website, and they've got more details on this, or you can email them. Perhaps you wanted to make a contribution to them, or you have a specific question, hhh@helpinghandshawaii.org. You can give them a call, 536-7234. There's an email form at their website to contact them that way. You can get the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, all of our other Helping Hand guests at our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. And you've got until March 17th to take advantage of this baby supply drive for low-income and homeless families, infants and children in the Aloha State, which has the unfortunate distinction of having the largest homeless population per capita anywhere in the United States of America. Our very special guest, Jan Harada, trying to help out in that endeavor of Helping Hands Hawaii, President and CEO. Always a pleasure to have you on Helping Hand, and hoping this thing is a success, because Lord knows we need it when you walk around this town.
Yeah, and I think the one last thing I wanted to say is, you know, it's interesting because sometimes people might say, well, you know, why are people having kids then, right, if they're struggling? And what that does is basically punish the kids, you know, or basically, you know, the kids aren't choosing to.
That's why I said that. It's no fault of their own.
Yeah,
their parents may be homeless, but you look at a baby. So you think, you know, as I was saying earlier, you know, you think of obviously what you just said. That's why I wanted to mention that. Cause you find a lot of resistance to the homeless, a massive amount of resistance. And I hear it sometimes from people with that, considering their position in the community and the resources available to them, and that they were born and raised here and say what they say about fellow human beings and immigrants, and these are people born and raised here. It's so you're absolutely right. These are children, and there are people who had no choice in this matter, and an infant is even more no choice. It's one thing you see kids running around; these kids can't even walk. You know, so talk about somebody who really is vulnerable and did not make the decision to not pay some bill or whatever it is. So yeah, I think you're absolutely right, and I hope people will approach it with an open heart, because that's what I said. I mean, the situation, it can be tough, because not every person on the street may be nice to you when you go by them, and then you may harbor resentment because of your experience. I know, I walk. I'm not driving ever. I'm always on foot.
Right.
So I experience it in a way I don't see a lot of other people experiencing it. Because I never am driving. I don't commute from one place to another in a car. I commute, thank God I can walk. And when I do, I'm always seeing it. And sometimes they're not very nice to me either. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the moment where you have to reach inside yourself and go, if I was in that position, I might not be so nice either.
It's about not judging and not assuming you know that person's story.
Right, when you see them in that kind of mess. Well, thanks for doing it, and you know, we'll have you back on again, and like I said, hopefully the next time we talk, you could say you got a whole lot of stuff from this thing. More power to you.
Thanks, Dave.